Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tim Allen, American Family Fields of Phoenix. It's Spring Training Live 2020 with the Brewers manager, Craig Counsell. Craig, yeah, a busy time. I know you're busy. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure, Tim. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I know the organization loves its versatility. I won't ask you about a batting lineup here out of the chute, but is it a little more fun for you personally when you can have all these buttons to press?
Yeah, I think fun because I think we can answer a lot of what other teams throw at us, is what I'd say. And I also think we can handle, you know, we can handle the bumps and bruises that kind of a season will deal, the hand that sometimes a season deals you and not lose anything. I think there's teams that does happen to where a guy misses 4 days and you really lose some production out of that. I think we're built to kind of maintain our production even if we lose a guy or two over a small stint of time. Yeah, from that perspective, I think we have a lot of answers, to give the other team. And it's, look, in the end, it's about our guys got to go out and do their jobs, but I think we can get them in good positions to succeed.
I think this year is just a tick different, though, in that, yeah, it's always easy to throw your starting eight position players out there and let them play, and it's generally speaking the same lineup, et cetera. I love the fact, for me at least, and a lot of fans, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning, mid to late game. I think there are so many situations. There's analytics involved. There's gut. There's hot. There's cold. That is the one part I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's going to be some interesting choices through the in-game mm-hmm. choices. And we've already started to talk to the players about that, that this we're kind of built to, maybe there might be a lot of half game situations here where you're playing the half the game. There might be situations, where the starter plays four innings and this guy comes in for three and another guy finishes the game for two at one position and doesn't feel weird almost. You know, it just feels like we're trying to take advantage of, the best situations for our players to succeed in. So I think you'll see some of that this year. In the end, I still think, that the middle guys, we got a good, when you talk about Yelich and Hira in the middle of your lineup, you're talking about two really, really good offensive players. I think, the guys around them, we can put a good group together on a daily basis that's going to make it really tough for the other team.
Craig, you're surprisingly to some people the longest tenured manager in the National League. And that caught me off guard when I saw that stat, a few months ago. And you have this reputation, I guess, around the league. Because I talked to former Cubs. I talked to David Phelps the other day, and it's amazing, coming from the Cubs' perspective. What kind of reputation do you and your team, a team led by Craig Counsell, what kind of reputation would you like to have around the league?
Yeah, I mean, trust me, you don't spend too much time thinking about that because mm-hmm. you try to win games. And I think if you win games, the reputation is going to be that's a tough team to play against. So that's ultimately that's what you want. You want to be a tough team to play against. And that's probably the most important thing that you can be. you know, because it means there's a challenge every time you take on that team. And that's what we try to be. We just try to be a tough team to play against, a tough team to get a win against. You know, I think, you know, when we play some teams, I think the thing we say is, you know, this is just a challenging series. It doesn't, maybe on paper, it doesn't look like it's, you know, you're not facing the best pit, like say, you're not, it's not Max Scherzer on the mound, but this is going to be a tough series. And that's what we try to do. We just try to make every game, every night, as tough as we can. And we try to make good decisions and understand, hey, this isn't, you know, we're down 7-1. We ain't going to win this game. We got to save resources for the next day. You know, that we try to make good decisions from that perspective, and never, when a game is within reach, you know, always go for it, you know, whenever we can.
Yeah, it's that's what David Phelps said. Him and his Cub teammates would walk into the clubhouse and say, how the hell did that just happen after getting swept or losing 3 or 4? So that falls into line with that. Manager Craig Counsell joining us here on Spring Training Live on The Fan. Influences for you over the course of time, you've had time to digest being the Brewers manager for a handful of years here, as we said. Who was there? A Doug Melvin? Was there an influence in this upbringing, if you will, for you to be the manager?
I mean, I think you know, a lot of people affect you along the way of this thing, and I think if you're smart, to me, you're getting a little piece from everybody you come in contact with. And so everybody has a part in, you know, kind of who you are. I mean, just people that you'd never consider. I mean, Jerry Nairn was the bench coach when I got hired. Mm-hmm. Rick Kranz was the pitching coach. They both helped me a ton, and that first season, as far as kind of you know, kind of cementing some thoughts, probably that I had. But when you're a first year manager, you're not always sure that everything you're doing is right. Sometimes you just got to have courage and make your decision. But I also think they helped you see things and see the game in some ways. You know, I mean, Doug Melvin had an impact on me for sure. He gave me a great opportunity to do this. I spent a lot of time learning things that have been very, very helpful for me kind of on the other side of managing and really the role that David's doing, upstairs. That's been very helpful for me to gain perspective on, you know, why we do things we do, to kind of get behind the things that David is doing. It's a lot easier for me to understand that stuff and do that stuff because I've you know, sat next to the guy that was doing it for 4 years. So those are the names that stick out. But, I still have good relationships with some managers around the league. I say Bob Melvin would be the first guy I would highlight. We talk on the phone, bounce things off each other. He's just really good at what he does, and it's kind of, that's the guy that I lean on if I ever need to bend your ear on you know, something going on that's a challenging issue.
Well, us here at The Fan, we're always open to, you know, chatting.
I don't know if you want some of the questions I ask him. I really don't.
Okay. You being a longtime Wisconsin guy, and that's well documented again. The deal with Yelich and Braun, a big influence because he spent, you know, his entire career here. Were you in those conversations, you know, on a flight or, you know, sitting in the dugout or during BP or whatever with Christian Yelich about what it's like to live, be a Wisconsin resident?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for Christian, this is about, like, he found a place, and this is his job, you know, let's understand, this is what he does for a living, and he's found a place that he really likes working at. You know, he found a place that he finds home as someone, you know, their career, and he enjoys it. And I think a lot of people had a part in that, and I put the fans right in there as contributing to that. And that's what, in more as much as anything, led to this thing to me, is that Christian found a place that he's really happy at, he's really content with. He's performed, frankly, out of his mind for the last couple of years. And, you know, there was, I think the relationships in this thing helped a little bit. I think, you know, him and Ryan had become very close. You know, Christian spends time with the Antanasio family in the winter, just because they live very close, fairly close to each other. So, It became a really good fit, and I think from Mark's end of it, you know, he felt like not only is he getting a great player, but he's getting a great person and a person that he's gotten to be able to know, and that's, you know, I think from his perspective, probably a really good feeling that I've gotten to know this person. I know this person, and I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. No, it just seems like it's telling. I think on the deferment of the money, and I typically don't talk about money, but on the deferment of the money, I think that tells a lot about Christian and how, you know, feet on the ground type of guy he is. It does to me, at least.
Yeah. Well, I think the feet on the ground part is right. I say it's just how he was raised. I mean, he gets it. He teaches us things about how to handle situations, how to treat people. Anytime you think you know what someone like Christian Yelich goes through, you don't get it, man. I'm telling you, like it surprises me sometimes, like the things that how his life is different than mine. I'm not talking about money. This is not a money conversation. It's just, you know, how he's got to just go through his day a little bit differently than the rest of us. It's fascinating, but he handles it all with just what I would say is grace and class. He's been great at it so far, and that's not going to change.
Real quick on that same vein, I curse the name of a lot of opponents on and off the air. I do, guys like David Freese, but then when you get to talk to these guys, which I did with David, you find out that they're just good dudes. Yeah. They really are. Shelby Miller is one of them. I told him straight up yesterday, I've cursed your name many times when you were in a Cardinal uniform. I think people forget you guys are people.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. You know, I think we all get that because this is an outlet for everybody, and we are entertainers. I think one of the things I always try to remember is that we are in the entertainment world, and this is the world we're at. I mean, we're not solving any important problems here. Hopefully, we're making everybody's lives or everybody's days a little bit better. And a little more fun and giving them something to look forward to, but we're not probably solving big problems. So we're entertainers, and I think it's all right that invokes a little bit of passion and that gets you mad sometimes. As long as we can get you excited once in a while, we're probably doing our jobs.
All right, finally, ask Craig out there on social media, knowing that I was going to sit down and chat with you. One of them, do you still have your baseball cards when you were younger? Assuming you collected.
From when I was younger. Yeah, I do. I was a big collector when I was young. And I actually, when I went to college, I didn't have any money, so I would come home at Christmas break, and I would sell the best cards so I had some money to take back to school. So I was like, it was like my, you know, a little investment, you know. I bought the cards when I was a little kid, and then I held on to them for about, you know, 6 or 7 years and sold them, and then was able to buy some beer and pizza at college.
All right, very good. And then at your tailgate, take manager, take player, take, you know, the jersey off. You're just one of us, a regular
right.
Wisconsin guy. You're out tailgating.
Right.
What's on the menu, and describe that layout.
Somebody's doing it for me because I'm not a strong cook. I'm not a strong barbecuer. I'm not a strong cook. So somebody's doing, I'm going to have somebody, I'm going to find that guy, that's going to do it for me. And it can be good, right? I mean, there's no reason why it can't be really good. So haven't done it enough, but I would have it outfitted because you're when you tailgate to me, it should be great. Like, it should just be okay. It's got to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig, I appreciate the time. Good luck this year. We'll talk.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Look forward to the lineup questions.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.